You woke? Time to get up. Welcome to Thought You're Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin. I hope you guys are having a terrific day. Remember to hit that like, share, and subscribe button if you have not hit that like, share, and subscribe so you can get more content here. Also, hit that notification button. I hope you, I hope you guys are having a terrific day. Did you guys watch the Grammys last night? Did y'all watch the Grammys last night? I didn't. I never watch the Grammys anymore. I don't watch any award shows anymore. I have given up on award shows. I don't think they properly represent black artists the way that they should. Therefore, okay, whatever. Well, there are plenty of black award shows like BET and Soul Train. Really Soul Train more so than BET Awards because that's still white-owned media. Even some of the other media sources are better. Trumpet Awards, things like that, that recognize black people who are artists and what they have done. I am more tuned to watch those than I am to watch the Grammys, the Oscars, even the Emmy Awards. Any of those shows I don't watch. But again, if you did watch the Grammys last night, and I've watched clips about it because I've heard about the story this morning about Killer Mike. Killer Mike was arrested, apparently, during the Grammys after he received his three awards. Because I heard he received three awards. He gave a great speech. I even looked up that speech he gave. You know, he was talking about, you know, living your dream. Here's my opportunity. I've been been plugging at this for so long. He's 48 years old, and he finally wins three Grammys for his rap album. And his album's pretty good. It shows maturity. It talks about the community. It is more of it's more on the lines of something like you would get from your boys back in the day when they did those Public Enemy and guys like that. It's good to hear somebody making statements that are more positive than the ones in the past. Now, you know, I'm not a big fan of the N-word, so I'm letting y'all know up front there's a lot of that in there. There's some other elements in there that I don't like, but for the most part, what he does on his videos are positive. He's talking about positive things, positive changes. He even talks about God in his videos in his own way. What pissed me off about the whole thing is, here it is after the Grammys. You arrest the man for supposedly, now I don't have all the information on this, supposedly what was considered a misdemeanor of some point. Apparently he either pushed a guard, touched a guard, did something to a security guard backstage. That is the story I'm hearing, and I may be wrong. So that's allegedly, all of this is allegedly, that he was basically arrested, went to the police station, probably wasn't even booked, and was sent home. It probably wasn't even that big of a deal. That's what I hear. I don't know if that's true or not. But I do know that he got arrested last night after he won his Grammy Award, and it's on TMZ. They made sure they were right across the street in some, I have to show you the video. You're probably seeing it right now. But he's at some building across the street, and he's filming Killer Mike being arrested, or she's filming Killer Mike being arrested. Then they also have some footage from inside the hallway, inside the building. He was actually arrested inside the building in his tuxedo at the Grammys. Daggum shame. That's all I'm going to say. It's a daggum shame. And I'm not blaming Killer Mike. Maybe Killer Mike did do this. I don't know. But at the same time, you win an award and they decide to embarrass you as soon as you win the award. LAPD, hey, that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? Hey, LAPD is not known for being the nicest police force in the world. They get their man, no matter what, even if it's a misdemeanor. But anyway, enough of that. Now, there are some other things that happened at the Grammys. I didn't really talk about that here. But, you know, Jay-Z brought up the fact about the gatekeepers. Yeah, here's how he brought it up. He didn't say gatekeeper, but he said it's amazing how certain people win awards all the time. And part of the reason why he was bringing this conversation up was the fact that Beyonce has won numerous Grammys, several Grammys, but the one Grammy she can't seem to ever win is Album of the Year. And many of those years, the reason why she can't win that is because of, one, Taylor Swift. Yeah, I'm bringing up Taylor Swift. You know, this ain't having to do with Travis Kelce and whatchamacallit. I'm not one of these crazy folks out here who's trying to say that there's some crazy conspiracy about her being liberal. No, I'm just saying that for some reason the industry is promoting Taylor Swift. The gatekeepers promote Taylor Swift. She is the queen, whereas Beyonce, most of her beehive people would say Beyonce is the queen right now of pop music. You know, back in the day, Michael Jackson and Prince. It was always Michael Jackson first, then Prince, and Madonna. Those are the three biggest names from that era. Y'all remember how that was back in the day, right? You know, don't forget Whitney Houston. Got to throw her in there because she was probably one of the biggest two, if not the biggest of the other two, of the two women. She was the biggest. So between those, between Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and Madonna and Prince, those were the biggest biggest names in the industry back in the day. And to a certain degree, Mike was a gatekeeper and Prince were a gatekeeper, but the industry was a little different than it is now. Now you got people like Jay-Z, who's actually a gatekeeper, who's actually not the top gatekeeper. See, whoever runs the Grammys, that's the top gatekeeper. They're the ones that are really in charge. They decide if somebody like Jay-Z's music will even get a Grammy or not. So, you know, Jay-Z sees himself as a gatekeeper now because he's a billionaire and he's got all these other things. You know, he's on that Oprah level now. He's on that Michael Jordan level now. He's on that Magic Johnson level now. You know, he can own things and do things, so he's a gatekeeper. Because I was telling somebody the other day, just like Cat Williams said the other day, or like D1, I'll tell you who D1 is in a minute, but like Cat Williams said, there are gatekeepers. There are gatekeepers in the industry he's in. He calls, he mentions Steve Harvey, he mentions Kevin Hart, guys who are right now being pushed as like the big guys in the industry, the funny guys, hey, look, they're getting all these movie deals and all those things, and they're doing other business adventures. They're calling gatekeepers because they're the ones that help other people get through the door, and once you get in the gate, you're required to do certain things. If you're not that person, sometimes the gatekeepers keep you out. And the Grammys is an example of that. The Oscars is an example. Even the Emmy Awards is an example of how the gatekeepers keep the gates open and closed. You know, we complained about years for black artists who did a great job and they didn't get an Oscar. You know, if it ain't Viola Davis, if it ain't Denzel Washington, they probably not going to get an award. That's what they got. And then even after you get an award, Monique, Taraji P. Henson, some of the great other black people, they've talked about the issues they have with the industry. You're still not rewarded for what you do. Roles are not given. And those are all the things that they seem to run into in the industry. So for black artists, that's why these recognitions mean so much. But at the same time, this goes back to the old story. I don't need white men to prove that I'm great. Anybody does it. I'm in podcasting. There's podcasting gatekeepers here. Either you like my podcast or you don't. And I don't care if the white gatekeepers. I'll be happy when I get the YouTube award. I'll post it up on the wall so everybody can see it. And I'll show it here on my show when I get that award. But I don't care about the gatekeepers. I don't. I do what I do. You like what I say or you don't. That's how it goes. See, but Jay-Z brought that up yesterday. He brought that up, the fact that there are people up there that the gatekeepers let in that don't even deserve to be nominated, but they're nominated. Hey, he ain't lying. He is not lying when he says that there are people who get what's her name? Grande? Yeah, no. Justin Timberlake, sometimes. Bieber, sometimes. You know, not the greatest stuff in the world. No. Not at all. No. What's that group? The one from over there in Korea that everybody loves? Sometimes. Maybe. No. Not the greatest stuff in the world. They don't even write their own music. Never mind. We can talk about this all day. There are artists that do not belong in those categories, yet still they get nominated every year, and a lot of times they win the awards. It's basically based on their album sales, and that's it. But the gatekeepers have decided who sells and who doesn't. That's the truth. this is just the God's honest truth. You know, and then we say, well, some people who even get nominated, we can say, some people will say Beyonce is not really an artist. Some people will say that Taylor Swift is not even really an artist. You know, like this. According to Aretha Franklin, Adele, she kept silent on that one before she passed. They asked her about it. She kept silent on that. But anyway, like I said, Killer Mike gets arrested. But he wins 3 awards. I got a chance to listen to his music. His music is something for the streets. But at the same time, it's not something bad for the streets. He's not telling you to go out and sell drugs or do anything like that. He's talking about reclaiming your life and doing good things and positive things, making a dollar in the right way. He's talking about all the things that were wrong in his life that he has changed. So that's what makes this... what makes Killer Mike's winning this award so important to me. I'm glad he won that award because the industry right now is a bunch of stuff. I'm sorry, you know, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, what was her name, Sexy Red. That's an embarrassment to me, man. As a man, I know I'm finna get criticized for what I'm saying about this. As a man who in the past has indulged in all that movie music, you know, I remember Foxy Brown back in the day, you know what I'm saying, Lil' Kim and all of them. I indulge in the music. I love the music. I blame us for indulging in that. Now our kids are inundated with all of that stuff. It's us. It was our fault. And I ain't saying it's just the women because there are men on the other side that we can talk about some of their music. You know what I'm saying? It's like what is that crap that they're playing over there? There aren't very many good men rap artists nowadays. Killer Mike comes along and makes a great album to me. I think that's a great album. It's something that your kids... listen to. I don't think the lyrics are for your little kids at all, but for your older ones, your teenagers and stuff like that, they can listen to it. I don't like the use of the N-word. I just don't appreciate that much. But he does say positive things in the song. So, like I said, again, I don't know why he was arrested. They're talking about this. Maybe that was what, as Lamont Hill put it, an embarrassment ritual. That says that the gatekeepers are finna let him up another level. Who knows? We also know that Killer Mike is an excellent activist. He works in the community. He's talked about anti-violence against police and racism. He is that person. So there's a lot of people out there that might be after him just because of that. Anyway, that's just me speculating. Again, I just want to say this before I go. Remember to hit like, share, and subscribe. And please leave a comment below. If you're on Spotify, you can leave a voice message. I will have a questionnaire available for you to answer. And y'all have a wonderful day. Peace.
You have been listening to Thought You Were Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast.